Have you ever looked at your reflection in the mirror and felt like a stranger staring back at you? Like the vibrant soul you once knew being replaced by a very aged version of yourself? If you are here, chances are you have experienced the profound emotional toll of enduring narcissistic abuse. This isn't merely about weathering the storm of someone's inflated ego. It's about surviving a psychological battlefield that leaves its mark not only your heart and mind, but on your very body. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we will delve into the less discussed aspect of this journey, how narcissistic abuse prematurely ages you, stealing away your vitality and vigor. If you are ready to dive in, please subscribe before we begin, because your subscription will help in spreading awareness about this often overlooked consequence of narcissistic abuse. To start talking about the topic at hand, I have a question for you. Do you feel you have aged because of surviving the hell we call narcissistic abuse? If yes, in what ways? Drop your experiences in the comments below and help other survivors feel less alone in their healing journey. The constant criticism, the belittling remarks, the gaslighting, all these abusive tactics of the narcissist sow seeds of self-doubt in your mind, body, and soul and erode your self-esteem and self-concept, creating an overwhelming demand to survive. This chronic survival stress leads to a phenomenon known as weathering, a term used by scientists to describe the accelerated aging of the body and mind due to never-ending adversities. The toxic words and actions of the narcissist, like rain on stone, weather your spirit, eroding your youthful resilience. The ceaseless emotional roller coaster you have ridden leads to a lingering sense of fatigue, a bone-deep tiredness that no amount of sleep seems to cure. This isn't merely the aftermath of sleepless nights spent arguing or worrying. Your body has been in a state of chronic stress, producing cascade after cascade of stress hormones like cortisol in excess. This constant surge of hormones weakened your muscles, dampened your immune response, and left you feeling perpetually drained. But the effects of this cortisol overload do not stop there. You may have noticed your skin losing its youthful glow, gaining a dull complexion, and perhaps even the onset of wrinkles well before their time. These are not just tricks of the light. High cortisol levels disrupt your body's ability to regenerate skin cells, leading to visible signs of aging. High cortisol levels mess with your metabolism, making it difficult for you to lose weight. It is as if your body internalizes the emotional weight you're carrying, manifesting it physically. The other aspect narcissistic abuse impacts is your cognitive capability. Your cognitive health declines and you face difficulties like not being able to focus, remember, and think clearly. It is as if the narcissist's voice finds a way to echo in your thoughts, leaving you in a state of constant self-doubt and anxiety. This chronic mental stress takes a toll on your brain's health, leading to memory issues and a general cognitive decline, symptoms we often associate with aging. Throughout the entire duration of the relationship, you keep walking on eggshells, suppressing your emotions to avoid triggering their rage or criticism. This chronic suppression of emotions is like putting a lid on a boiling pot. The pressure keeps building. It ultimately comes out in the form of chronic health issues that wear your body down even more, all adding to the feeling of being old beyond your years. Studies show that traumatic experiences like narcissistic abuse get lodged in our bodies, creating what is known as body memories. As you may already know from the book, The Body Keeps the Score. This stored trauma leads to chronic pain or tension in many parts of the body, a physical echo of emotional trauma you may not psychologically remember. This chronic pain feels like a constant reminder of narcissistic abuse, an invisible scar that ages us from the inside out. But, it is not all doom and gloom. As I always say, awareness is the key to change, and your body has the miraculous capacity to heal itself. It has all the resources it needs to reverse this aging process. But that takes time and the right approach. How can I say so? Because I have been trying to do it and have been successful at reversing many health problems like chronic IBS, fibromyalgia, hypothyroidism, and issues like that. If you resonate with what I have shared in this episode so far and have a question, where do I start healing the body? The specific answer to that would be to start with your nervous system. Help your nervous system to stay in a regulated state, which means in a calm, present, relaxed state most of the time, and the magic will happen. But that is easier said than done, isn't it? It needs an understanding of what to do, how to do it, and intentionality with deliberate practice. That is what will cause the change. But that is not it. It is just the beginning and the first step. You will have to approach your healing in a holistic manner, in a holistic way, because the issue at hand is multifaceted. Holistic in this context means you have to take care of things like proper nutrition and body movement. You need a robust and good guidance system such as regular trauma therapy. Nourishing your body with healthy food, especially superfoods, can help counteract the metabolic changes brought on by chronic stress. Exercises like trauma-informed yoga and trauma-releasing exercises, TRE, can help regulate your basic biological rhythms. The more they stabilize, the more you will feel better. In trauma therapy, you will need things beyond talking, like somatic experiencing, EMDR, brain spotting, havening and tapping to process the trauma material stored underneath your conscious awareness. The healing journey is not an easy one, but it is well worth it. With time, patience, and the right support, you can start to see yourself in the mirror again, not the aged reflection the narcissist left you with. You will start to see a survivor, a warrior, a person of strength and resilience. That is what I can assure you. That was it for today's episode. I hope I was able to give you some hope. I was able to show you the direction. And if that is how you felt, that is what you got from this episode, let me know in the comments. Drop a like and share this episode with others. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin.